football on off the ball.
We're coming to that stage where, unfortunately, we're losing teams that we were hoping would light up the tournament for a bit more time.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
We're back here in Dublin. You were here a couple of months ago. The excitement was building. We're here to announce the undercard, and I'm looking out here and there is quite a considerable amount of people here.
Yeah.
So that just shows the excitement there is around this card.
Absolutely, and obviously the signing as well of Ian Mercado Garry, you know, big UFC star, about to have the fight of his life against Islam as well. So mixture of UFC fans here as well and big boxing fans ahead of what will be an iconic night, September 5th at Croke Park.
Yeah, and we've seen you dip into some other sports. You've got some rugby players in with you. You've got Tom Aspinall as well. And I suppose your relationship with Dana White at the minute isn't something that is on the best of terms. Is how does that kind of dynamic work with some fighters of his under your banner?
You know, there was a clear opportunity for us to move in the world of sports management. That rivalry with Dana kind of makes it a little bit more interesting, but also is great for the fighters. Like, you know, Tom's profile since signing with us has gone through the roof. And Ian Garry's a massive star. Like, I looked at him and I approached him and said, I think this is one of the standout guys in the UFC. If he was to beat Islam, which if you listen to him, he's very convinced. Yeah, then he becomes, if not the biggest star in the UFC, and he's Irish, right? So I know the support that you guys give your own. You know, I know he wants to one day fight at Croke Park himself. So it's a great narrative, great story, and looking forward to the future.
Yeah, and do you have many plans, I suppose, on the Irish front with him to kind of get him more in the face of the Irish people? Because he is a big star for sure, but I'm not sure he's captured the imagination of the Irish
people
just yet.
No, because I think the thing is that the UFC, you know, in my opinion, don't really do a big job in promoting their talent. The shows, and that, you know, that is amazing.
Yeah.
But away from that, you've got to really drive the profile of these people. And for me, they don't really do that. And that's our job, to work on the commercial side, the profile of Ian Garry. Like I said, I looked at him, spoke to him, and it's like, this guy's got a massive personality and he can really fight. If he wins these fights, he's ready-made to be a superstar. So that's down to him. But like I said, it was something in his eye, similar in the chats really that I had with Katie Taylor as well, where it was like, wow, you've got something and you want it bad, and I believe in you.
Yeah, and I suppose I'm sure we're going to see a lot from him over the next little while, and I'm excited to see how that journey goes. The undercard we've got that's going to be announced here today, people will already have seen who's going to be on it, Paddy Donovan, Tyrone McKenna, that's a big fight. And you did say you wanted a lot of all Irish bouts on the card to kind of feed into the atmosphere. It seems as though you've gone and done that. I imagine you're fairly happy with how the card
is. I think, you know, we realised that around 95% of the people that have bought tickets have never watched boxing before.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, people feel like, do we need that many fights? My answer is yes, because this is an opportunity for boxing.
Yeah.
For those people on the card to really become stars. I mean, Paddy against Tyrone, great. You know, you've got Thomas Carty against Dave Allen's a great, fun heavyweight fight. Carty lives just down the road. Emmett Brennan, who's a couple of hundred yards from Croke Park against Taylor Bevan. Molly McCann, the big UFC star. It's actually Katie Taylor's cousin.
Yeah.
And then you've got guys like Bobby Flood and Adam Alanian, you know, young Irish fighters that are on the way through. You don't understand how important it is for these guys to fight on this card. Like, everybody was desperate to be a part of it. So the boxing side locked off, really happy. Now we move on to the entertainment side, the music. Because, like I said, this is not just a boxing event. This is a night of entertainment for the Irish people.
Yeah, and you mentioned there about Bobby Flood and Adam Alanian. I've spoken to them at length in recent times and about the appetite that they did have to fight on this card. And they're fighting fairly close to it themselves the 1st of August. They're obviously with Frank Warren. How did that all come about?
You know what? Like, obviously, if we hadn't fixed our relationship, there is absolutely no way I would put a Frank Warren fighter on my card. Taylor Bevan, who's fighting Emmett Brennan, just fought on a Frank Warren card down in Southampton. So, you know, I think we're also now, we're with the same platform, we're with the same broadcaster in DAZN. So it's like, I think we're giving them a big leg up, Adam and Bobby, but good luck to them. Like, they're great young Irish fighters. And if this can give them a leg up to go on and create a legacy in this country, then great. And, you know, Adam particularly, a really exciting heavyweight. This is a massive moment for him.
And you spoke there about the importance for these fighters being on this card and be able to grow their own profile, but also just to be able to experience something like this. It's the same for the people who are going, and that the amount of people who are going to be there for Katie, not necessarily for the boxing, but might turn in to boxing fans. You mentioned about yourself and Frank being on the same platform with DAZN. Is there any potential maybe for this card to be broadcast in Ireland on terrestrial TV, perhaps on RT or Virgin Media, to maybe capture some of that audience that weren't able to get tickets?
Sure, yeah, those conversations are happening. I mean, you've got to marry that with the Zone are paying a lot of money to make it possible, but also we want to make sure as many people see it as we can. And they're open to that as well. So those conversations are ongoing, and I wouldn't be surprised as well if there was an additional broadcast on September 5th.
Okay, and then as well, just on the last time you were over here, that was before the tickets were on sale.
Yeah.
Did you anticipate them going so quickly? Was there any hesitation at all within you that maybe we wouldn't get that majority of tickets?
The hesitation came over the last couple of years because I wasn't completely convinced we'd do that number.
Yeah.
And the problem is when you've got an 80,000 arena stadium, if you do 40,000, it ain't good. And that's a huge volume and huge amount of tickets.
If you did that anywhere else, it would be exceptional.
So it's like, are we sure about this? And it's one thing like the people saying to you, come on, Eddie, we'll fill it. It's like, will you? Like, do you guarantee me you'll do that? Yeah. And obviously, I couldn't have been happier. I mean, Katie was so happy and so humbled by the whole experience and support. And this is going to be an iconic moment. Even Croke Park now. Yeah. I mean, they were completely shocked.
Yeah.
And you know, they backed us, but they never thought this was possible.
Yeah.
And now you're sitting on the biggest event ever at Croke Park. That's what we're about to see.
Absolutely. And just on the entertainment thing you touched on a couple of minutes ago, what exactly can we expect from that? How many acts are we going to see? What type of acts are we going to see?
Multiple Irish bands. Yeah, there will be. I mean, we're working on some of that. Ed Sheeran's not performing. I keep getting asked that question. He's got a gig. I saw him in Phoenix and he said he would have loved to be in part, but he has a show the same night. You will have at least two household Irish names as well. I don't want to put too much pressure on myself but it's very important to us as well. And we've had a lot of support from those people saying we want to come. Obviously, logistically, you still have to fly people in and it's a big setup, but it's very important that, you know, like I said, at least two major music acts as well on the night.
How influential is someone like Peter Aiken being in that side of
Very, very. And, you know, but probably not as influential as Katie Taylor.
Absolutely.
So, like, these people, I mean, you know, the people that we're talking to, they wouldn't come and perform at my birthday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They're coming for Katie Taylor. Well, they would, but for a few quid, you know. So this is different. We know we can't, you know, pay all these acts like what they're used to making a night, but this is like, look, come and be part of something that will be in Irish folklore forever, and that's the attraction for them as well, and everybody wants to support Katie.
I'm sure Katie's got the head down right now. She's going to have the head down for the next little while.
Yeah.
She's done all her promo. Excellent work there, I suppose, going around to all the little villages, and that's how you're going to sell tickets, getting involved with the people. I suppose, what do you anticipate being ahead for her over the next couple of months? How do you imagine she's...
But when she goes into camp, the last thing she really wants to do is talk to me.
Yeah.
So I'll be a few texts for her out, you know, how's it going, all good. The focus now is on just that, winning, because, like, you know, really, she'd be devastated if she went into this fight and lost.
Yeah.
I mean, the occasion's going to be so incredible. It's not going to be an easy fight either. So, you know, for her now, it'll just be about focused on the performance and winning, of course. And, you know, us gearing up to creating an iconic moment for sports fans all across the country.
One more, just actually outside of boxing altogether. I'm a big darts fan myself.
Right.
I see you guys were doing a lot of good stuff over there in America the last little while. I know we only really get the Premier League over here in Ireland once a year. Have you any plans or any potential to get some other events over here in Ireland?
Potentially. I mean, we've got so many countries around the world that want to stage more and more events now. And, you know, in America it was a huge success. We just did a deal with ESPN and we sold out Madison Square Garden. And listen, when we come here for the Premier League, it's one of our best nights. I mean, it's absolutely wild. So, yeah, don't rule out another darts event in Ireland, but the calendar is getting increasingly busy.
Absolutely. And then one final message for anyone who has secured their tickets for September.
Congratulations. Don't resell them. Do you know what I mean? I think just thank you. You know, and by the way, thank you to people who didn't get this. And it's quite heartbreaking when I get messages from people saying, please, like, our family's desperate to come. I think we could have sold 150,000 tickets for this event, you know, and just thank you to the great people of Ireland for supporting. It's nothing to do with us, nothing to do with Matchroom. It's Katie Taylor. You made this possible, so thank you.
Football on Off the Ball.
We're coming to that stage where, unfortunately, we're losing teams that we were hoping would light up the tournament for a bit more time.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.